Hello, and welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. Here, we pull back the curtain and give you a peek into all things working at the Walt Disney Company. I'm your host, Steven. From educating guests in our theme parks and resorts to evolving the Walt Disney Company's nature strategy, our guests for this episode of Life at Disney podcast inspire action to protect the planet through conservation. Our first guest, Leslie, is a program manager with Nature Strategy and Integration on the Environmental Sustainability Team. In her role, Leslie helps manage the various Disney Conservation Fund philanthropic programs that help nonprofit organizations and communities save wildlife and more. Well, welcome, Leslie. I'm really excited to hear more about your story and the great work that you do for our overall company. But just so our listeners and viewers can get to know you a little bit more, can you start off by telling us a little bit about your Disney career, your journey, and how you've gotten to the place where you are today as a program manager of Nature Strategy and Integration?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so I started as an intern right after college. I went to the University of Maryland and studied environmental science and policy. I moved to Florida and spent my first 6 months as an intern at Disney's Animal Kingdom as a conservation education presenter. You might know those now as the Wilderness Explorers. So I spent my days talking with kids and families about animals and all the ways they could help nature when they got home. And I was thrilled to be accepted to a second internship after that for the next 6 months. I spent that time also on the conservation education team, but doing a little bit of a different job supporting our community programs like summer camp programs for cast member children at Animal Kingdom, and also hospital programs that brought joy and nature to families that were in local pediatric hospitals in Central Florida. After that, I was hired as a coordinator on the Disney Conservation Fund team, and the rest is history. I've been really grateful to grow with this team and still be a part of it today.
So you say that you came into the Walt Disney Company as an intern, which my guess is that you've had a passion or an interest in this kind of work for a while. Can you tell us a little bit more about where that came from and why you wanted to go into this field of work?
Absolutely. Yep. I grew up spending just a lot of time outside camping and hiking and exploring parks with my family. I had a summer job as a camp counselor for several years, and I've just always loved working with kids and being outside and also writing. So in college, I initially went to school to study journalism, and I switched to environmental science as an undergraduate student, and then also gained some experience working for the school newspaper and did some freelance writing for local nonprofit organizations on the side. I think all of this was really just a great background for the job I have today.
I love that. How does communication and having that background in communication actually pair really well with this work that you're doing within the conservation world?
Yeah, communication has been a huge part of everything that we've done. And it's funny because it's not specifically part of my job title, but it's a key part of being able to tell the stories of the programs that we support, being able to engage others in the work that we do. Communication is a part of our role in lots of ways, whether it's through events that might be for cast members or for guests coming to our park to get folks excited about conservation and understand how they can take action themselves, whether it's writing blog posts or social media posts or supporting media pitches, communication in lots of ways to raise awareness of conservation and nature.
I love that you said that part of your career earlier on was helping with some of our community efforts here in Central Florida. Can you expand a little bit more about those stories that you might have had when you were here?
Sure. During my second internship, I was with the community education team, and we have a really great summer camp program that's actually just for cast member kids and their families right now. But gosh, what a fun way to spend a summer coming from other traditional summer camps elsewhere in the world growing up, and then being able to do a summer camp at Disney and take kids to see animals backstage and hear from our really inspiring animal keepers and animal care team about how they care for animals at Disney's Animal Kingdom every day. And then going into the park and being inspired by walking down a nature trail with animals that kids never see in the wild in most places where they live. So a pretty cool setting to be able to be a camp counselor and inspire kids in a whole different way. And then even taking that to our hospital programs in Central Florida, there are a couple of pediatric hospitals where, unfortunately, you know, kids and families will find themselves in the hospital for long-term reasons. And what an honor to be able to bring a little bit of joy and magic to their day through nature. And at the time, the program has evolved over time, but we were able to bring characters, whether that be Pluto or Nurse Minnie, with us to the hospital, and also perhaps some of our animal care team as well, to talk about a really cool, adorable animal that kids could connect with and learn a little bit more about during their time.
Yeah, it is really powerful and something to be very proud to be a part of. But since then, I understand your scope of work has kind of gotten a little bit bigger. Right now, in your role, my understanding is that you are really within the whole corporate structure of the Walt Disney Company. So not specifically focused on Walt Disney World, where that might have been part of your journey. But now we have a bit of a broader perspective. Can you help us understand a little bit more about what your role as program manager, nature strategy integration, means from a corporate lens?
So, you know, many folks know Disney is one of the most admired companies in the world. And part of that comes from our commitment to how we do business, including caring for the planet and its resources. Disney actually has a commitment to taking meaningful and measurable action to support a healthier planet for people and wildlife. That's what we refer to as Disney Planet Possible. And my job is helping Disney do that through the work of the Disney Conservation Fund. So our focus is really on supporting nature conservation, restoration and rewilding, empowering the next generation of conservation leaders, and helping to advance environmental sustainability and resilience.
That is a lot to take on for one individual or for a team. So how do you work together as a team to accomplish these really big goals?
It's definitely a lot of pieces, a lot of moving pieces that requires a lot of people. As far as my role, you know, we joke that giving away money isn't always easy. A big part of my job is making sure that we're following all of the best practices for making grants. So that means things like working with our team of subject matter experts and legal counsel and others to do due diligence and follow laws locally and internationally, and make sure we're really supporting the best work to make a positive impact for communities and wildlife. It also means I spend a lot of time building relationships with nonprofit organizations that are doing that work and getting to know researchers, helping them through our application and review and reporting processes. And then internally on the Disney side, working through those review processes with Disney employees who have expertise in animal care and welfare, conservation planning and finance, to really work together and help determine which conservation programs have the greatest chances for success and impact and where we should best direct our dollars. And there's also a lot of elements of our work that involves impact measurement and evaluation of what we're funding to make sure it's really moving the needle on conservation, and raising awareness of this work through storytelling and engagement. So that comes back to some of those other pieces I mentioned around communications, whether that's traditional media or blog posts or things like contributing to our company's annual sustainability and social impact report, and even working with our events teams and cast members to support special events, raising awareness about nature and wildlife and solutions to nature's pressing issues.
Do you have a particular story of success where Disney has helped or found an organization that has this huge impact either in the community or outside, and how our efforts in partnership with another organization have really led to some of those impacts that you were talking about?
Yeah, I think one great example I can share, and one of my really memorable projects that I've had a chance to be a part of within this role, is really brought to life through the powerful opportunities that are just made possible by being Disney, through our characters, our entertainment, our storytelling. So when we heard that there would be a reimagined Lion King film released in 2019, we recognized we really had an opportunity to leverage that film for good More than half the world's lions had been lost since the debut of the first animated film in 1994. And we knew that lions needed, and they still need, help. So we worked together with a really broad group of Disney folks among our team and others, and with partners at the Wildlife Conservation Network's Lion Recovery Fund to brainstorm ideas. And we really wanted to make sure that any campaign we launched was meaningful and would be impactful and representative of the people that were actually doing lion conservation work and knew the real world needs best. So that led to us collaborating on hosting a Lion Footprint Forum at Walt Disney World Resort. We brought together more than 80 of the world's leading lion conservation experts. And the goal was really to expand collaboration and grow conservation impact for lions through that meeting of people. And it was really the first meeting of its kind in 20 years. Some of these folks who have dedicated themselves to similar causes for lion conservation in different places had never actually met. And the outcome was an agreed upon roadmap to guide towards a brighter future for Africa's communities and lions. And it was the kickoff to a whole campaign that we called the Lion King Protect the Pride campaign. And that was just, it was such a cool thing to be a part of. Disney businesses around the entire world engaged audiences and guests through really unique and compelling activations. And it resulted in $3 million of support to the Lion Recovery Fund and its mission to double the number of lions in the wild by 2050. So I had a chance to help with logistics and coordination of those initial brainstorm meetings and supporting the whole global campaign coming to life and the forum. It just involved so many people excited to see something come together for an important cause that everybody cared about. And today, we're really seeing the impact of it. The Lion Recovery Fund has now granted more than $37 million to support 88 organizations that are advancing really important work, whether it's related to community lion coexistence projects or addressing illegal wildlife trade and poaching, some of these really severe threats to lion populations and helping to move the needle on that.
We're having actual impact on animals, conservation, nature, and we're bringing together in only a way that Disney can do these like-minded people who are all moving this work forward. I absolutely love that story. So thank you for sharing that. Previously, you talked about some of your work being revolving around the Disney Conservation Fund. And we talk about that here at Disney's Animal Kingdom, even within our guest relations and our ticket sales. Some of the conversations that we have throughout the park involve our guests wanting to donate towards the Disney Conservation Fund. For some people who may not know what the Disney Conservation Fund is, can you explain a little bit more about what that actually is?
So the Disney Conservation Fund is part of the Walt Disney Company. And as you noted, it's supported by generous guest donations, but also contributions from our company each year. And all of that cumulatively has meant that since 1995, we've been able to direct more than $125 million to date to nonprofit organizations, as well as experience of our dedicated teams to support saving wildlife and inspiring action and helping to protect the planet. We're really proud of this. The programs we're supported really are, we're seeing positive impacts all around the world, whether that be from helping to preserve and restore nature and biodiversity to building resilient communities and supporting jobs and sustainable livelihoods, empowering kids to protect nature, and even just strengthening natural systems that we all depend on for food and water and clean air and lots more.
We as a company have chosen very specific species that we strategically think about supporting. Can you talk a little bit more about that and why?
Sure. And the list has changed a little bit over time, and I imagine that it still will. We definitely consider as filters where help is needed the most, what species are in most need of conservation support. We try to really consider comprehensive conservation programs. So we're looking at organizations and programs that are thinking about full issues, thinking about the most direct threats and the most urgent threats to species and habitats and the communities that are living alongside them as well. It's not just about animals, it's about people. We all you know, are sharing this planet and resources together. And given all of the urgent needs in the world and the fantastic work that people are doing to address issues, you know, we can't support everything. Our resources are limited, unfortunately, even though that's probably our biggest problem every year. We can never fund as many things as we'd like to. But we do focus in on Disney's key business priority regions, whether that be where we have a park or resort, whether we have animal species that are represented at Disney's Animal Kingdom or Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge or the Seas with Nemo and Friends at Epcot, focusing in on places where we can protect those species in the wild as well, because that's also a really nice connection point back to our business, back to our cast members. And when guests come to our parks and resorts and they're seeing these animals, we have really fantastic stories to tell and inspiring stories about how their visit and how they're learning about those species is also helping them in the wild and how they're contributing to that.
You also mentioned Disney Planet Possible. This is also something that I'm actually not as familiar with. I have not learned as much, so I'm curious to know a little bit more about the initiatives around that.
Yeah, Disney Planet Possible is really how we talk about all the ways that Disney is taking meaningful and measurable action to support a healthier planet for people and wildlife. So the work of the Disney Conservation Fund is one example. It's one of the ways we're doing that. But many other cast members and employees are involved in taking action in other ways too, whether that be through efforts to reduce our environmental footprint, reducing emissions, conserving water, reducing waste, and creating more sustainable products and productions as well. So lots of ways that employees across the entire company are really contributing to Disney Planet Possible.
Can you tell us about some of the initiatives that we're taking as a company internally to create awareness about some of these initiatives?
Absolutely. I think this is, again, where a lot of our communications efforts come in. We have folks from different parts of our team who have really engaged with our internal cast communications and through presentations and webinars to be able to share some of that information and inspiration with cast members. We have employee events throughout Earth Month and other times as well. We actually had an employee event out in Burbank, California, an Earth Month roadshow that's kicking off, but likely we'll be going to other places as well to really help our cast members learn about all the ways that Disney is taking action and things that they can do in their everyday roles as well. We've had webinars as well that have been offered and recorded. Our leader, Yama Siddiqui, is the Vice President of Environmental Sustainability and has hosted several webinars to sort of share some of this information and some milestones and achievements that we've been making as a company together. So lots of great resources for cast members to learn more and get involved. We've also had some maybe familiar with our Environmentality or Environmental Champion of the Year award that has recognized cast members in their locations around the world at different parks and resorts for taking small actions within their scope of work to contribute to these efforts.
Can you share a little bit more about a specific project or an initiative that you are particularly proud of? I know you had mentioned the Protect the Pride initiative, but is there anything else that you've been really proud to have worked on over your career?
That was definitely a huge one. Another one I would point to is just in the realm of conservation. We launched about 10 years ago something that we called the Reverse the Decline or the Saving Wildlife Program. And it was a bit of a new approach for us to the way that we have funded wildlife conservation work. We often see in the field of conservation that people are working towards the same goals in different places, working in silos without as much collaboration as would probably be helpful. So we piloted a model to encourage more collaboration and offered long-term funding that we typically haven't done. But the goal was to bring people and organizations together to really create and begin to implement a strategic plan for a species that considered the biggest threats facing that species or habitat and the specific activities required to address those directly, along with really clear milestones along the way that would show what success looked like. We're about to spend some time analyzing the results of that approach as we've hit the 10-year mark at this point, but overall, we've really seen it bring more focus to collaboration and how we can achieve more together, whether that be just leveraging resources more wisely or leveraging talents and networks to have a greater impact toward common goals that we've all been working towards.
A lot of this work, it takes some time to see these results. In someone in this field, how do you balance seeing direct results as well as these really long-term goals?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think patience is the key for sure. And I think that's something that was really valuable with these strategic plans that I referred to with our Saving Wildlife program is that we recognize conservation is a long game. There's, you know, no species that's going to be saved tomorrow. All of this is many years in the making and many small steps in a correct direction. So I think, you know, the value and the impact of a strategic plan is being able to identify these milestones along the way that we can say, if we do X, Y, and Z, and we see this result, we know that that is a positive step in the direction towards success and towards where we're trying to head, but also a really what we call an adaptive management tool, because if we're not seeing that result, we know that something in the equation is not correct. There's been an assumption made that didn't work out the way we plan, and it's time to go back to the drawing board and reassess what that plan was and what the line of activities was to get to that point and figure out what to do differently to reach that point.
You've been with the company for 13 years at this point, which is an incredible accomplishment. And you've shared a little bit more about your story, but I kind of want to learn a little bit more about why specifically has Leslie been here with the Walt Disney Company for those 13 years? What has made the Disney Company so special to you and your particular story?
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, I grew up a fan of Disney. I watched Disney movies. I visited Walt Disney World a few times as a kid with my family and loved it. It was fantastic, but I never particularly dreamed of working here. And I think it's just because I didn't know the breadth of different job opportunities that there really were. This job is fun. It's unique. I've learned so much along the way. I've had a chance to just meet and work with some really fantastic people, both other Disney employees as well as people who have been my own conservation heroes who work for other organizations that we now fund. It's pretty amazing to get to talk to somebody whose job it is to protect little cotton-top tamarin monkeys in Colombia or giant elephants in Kenya who have won awards and led impressive and inspiring careers and be able to be even a small part in supporting the work that they're doing. And even within our own Disney conservation team, I have teammates who are leading research and conservation programs for sea turtles and purple martin songbirds and pollinators and coral reefs. And every one of them has helped me learn and grow and inspired me with their true passion for what they do and what gets them up every single day. I also, you know, have certainly had truly fantastic leaders along the way who have supported me as a person and my career growth and development. And overall, all of those folks have made it a really difficult place to consider leaving.
You mentioned the term conservation hero. I'm sure in this line of work, you get to meet people who are very inspiring, who the minute you meet them, you can already tell that they have this enthusiasm and this passion for what they do. People don't often get into this line of work unless they have that that extra passion. And you mentioned some of the people that you have met. Is there a particular story about where you got to meet someone and you just loved hearing their story and it inspired you yourself?
It's a really hard question. It's really hard to choose a favorite. And we actually had an award program that's on pause at the moment, but we have recognized people called conservation heroes with Disney grants over time in recognition of their passion and dedication and dedicating their lives and careers to work that just wouldn't have happened without them and things that aren't even their job to do. We've had folks who drop everything and run to fight a fire in the forest to save the wildlife that they care about there, to, you know, people who have spent their lives getting their communities involved in conservation, even though it's not necessarily their job. So I think really such a range of folks who have done really incredible things in their lives that is just inspiring to me every day. There's folks like Dr. Jane Goodall, of course, who is a world-renowned name and conservationist and primatologist, and I have had a chance to meet her, and she's been involved with several of our Disney Conservation Fund events over the years, and just an inspiring human who is still spending her life at 90 years old, traveling the world and inspiring kids to adults all around to get involved in conservation, to watch out for our environment and make the world a better place. You know, if that's not inspiring after 90 years, there's a lot of great examples for sure. She was an incredible one that, you know, I never dreamed I would get to meet and have had a chance to.
I'm also curious to know, From a personal standpoint, if there's been something throughout the course of your career where maybe at the beginning of your career, you weren't as aware or passionate about a certain area of conservation or environmental sustainability, but because you've lived and worked in this field for 13 years now, it's actually developed as a personal passion for you.
I've definitely learned a lot about many areas of conservation. I think a huge one that I've gotten more awareness of and has become more important to me is human-wildlife coexistence. I think, growing up and coming from the education space, conservation education and empowerment was always really important to me. But I think this is a whole new lens of it. And the more our human population keeps growing in the world and expanding, you know, we're all competing for resources along with wildlife and have to learn in every part of the world how to coexist peacefully together. And, you know, that's a lot easier said than done for some species. I mean, coexisting with, you know, a small bird is much easier than a lion or an elephant in your backyard. And I, you know, so much credit goes to communities who are dedicating so much time and energy and resources to being able to do that effectively and making sure that they're providing for their families and their communities and their livelihoods while still protecting the wildlife around them and creating that space for everyone to live in harmony.
That's incredible. I think these stories are really important. I am fortunate to have met people who have worked in these areas for years, but there's also a lot of people out there who may not really understand truly what's the value of work like this, environmental sustainability, conservation. What's the value to a large corporation like the Walt Disney Company or other businesses? Why is it important for us as a company to dedicate resources towards this, to have experts in this field, when really at the end of the day, a lot of people think of us as an entertainment company, right? So can you talk a little bit more about the purpose behind this team in terms of a bigger corporate structure?
Yeah, and I think I will point again to our latest sustainability and social impact report. That's something that has been renamed, but we put out each year as a resource on all of this great work that we're doing as a company. And Bob Iger actually recently said in that report that, you know, for over 100 years, Disney has been dedicated to operating with clarity and purpose and a deep sense of integrity. And that's the spirit that helps inform the stories that we're telling and the experiences that we provide, the memories we're creating for fans and families. And it also forms the basis of the positive impact that we're striving to have in communities where we operate. Conservation is a part of the Disney Planet Possible commitment that I mentioned. So as a company, we're really behind this cause and these issues. And you don't have a healthy planet without nature or wildlife or conservation. And we have a famous quote that we point to all the time, that conservation is a matter that concerns all of us. And that's true. I mean, that's something that we are all dedicated to here.
Why is this connection between the work that you do and the Disney brand so meaningful to you personally?
I think the Lion King Protect the Pride campaign, again, is a really excellent example. I think the power of Disney is just so enormous and so far beyond what someone might think of as an entertainment company and what we're capable of doing. But I think when you combine, you know, that spirit of Disney and that dedication to doing good in the places where we live and work with all of our entertainment and this great talent that works at this company and the resources available through working at a company like Disney, I mean, those equate to some really exceptional opportunities to do good and combine those things for some true, powerful, positive influence in the world. You know, for somebody like me with a passion for science and conservation and writing or storytelling, it's been such a great chance to use those skills and background for good to help inform investments, for example, that can have real impact and make a difference in the world that might not come from another place, all while getting to work with just a really great diversity of very cool people doing a really great range of jobs with a lot of passion.
Is there any advice that you might give someone who is interested in taking maybe those first steps in their careers towards some of the work that you get to do every day?
Yeah, I think some of the best advice I've received and tried to follow is saying yes to diverse experiences that can help you learn and grow in a direction that you think you're interested in. So not every step will be momentous. Some will be a stretch. Some will make you uncomfortable. But hopefully every step helps you learn a little bit of something and helps you add a skill or a new connection to your pocket and helps to kind of keep you moving in the direction that you're hoping to go.
That's incredible. And for you personally, I'm curious also to know, what's something that you're looking forward to from our initiatives moving forward into the future?
Definitely. Well, next year is shaping up to be an exciting one for the Disney Conservation Fund. It will be our 30th anniversary. So we are really putting some thought into how we think about the next year, where we're headed in the future, and how we will continue to evolve all of our programs to make sure that we're having the greatest impact we can in the world. So I'm really excited to work with lots of folks in the next year and beyond to figure out what that is, what the future looks like for us, and bring that to life.
As a overall message for people who are working in corporations or within maybe even the Walt Disney Company, what's something that we can all do on a daily basis that will help your line of business and your efforts that we can start doing even tomorrow?
I think everybody has a role to play. As we've said, you know, it takes a village to make any of these things happen. So I think learning more is really the easiest message I can share. If there's something you're interested in, if there's something you'd like to be involved in, ask, reach out. Everybody on my team is always thrilled to hear about somebody else who's interested in the work that they're doing and wanting to get involved in some way, shape, or form. So ask the questions, get interested, share it with the people that you know, and together we can keep taking small steps to make a really big impact.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your stories with us today. I feel personally inspired to keep doing the work that our company has set forward. And it's really inspiring to hear people who are in the weeds, in the thick of this particular work each and every day, and are really changing not only our company, but the world. So thank you for what you do, and thanks for spending some time with me today.
Thank you so much.
You just heard from Leslie, Program Manager with Nature Strategy and Integration. Our next guest, Dario, is an Education Manager with Guest Animal Experiences at the Seas with Nemo and Friends at Epcot. As Education Manager, Dario partners with several education, operations, and animal care teams to provide an exceptional guest experience in our theme parks and resorts. Welcome, Dario. I would love to start with how you started with the company. Can you tell us a little bit how you began with Disney and a little bit more about your journey since then?
Yeah, so the way I started with Disney was actually kind of funny. I grew up in Arizona, so the closest Disney park was Disneyland. And I had never actually been to it. So when I was in college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I had long hair at the time. And a lot of my friends used to joke and call me Aladdin, kind of like a nickname. And when I was walking around campus, I saw an advertisement for the Disney College Program. I never been to Disney, so I didn't really know what that was. So I actually applied to the Disney College Program. And once I applied, did the interview, it went really well. And then I got offered a CP in parking and transportation at the TTC, which is the Ticket and Transportation Center, basically the transportation hub for the Magic Kingdom. Had a fantastic time, and it was an amazing job. I got to see the fireworks every night. It was just a really, really cool experience. So I started with Disney in 2011 doing that CP. And after that, I basically went back to school, knew what I wanted as far as a degree, got my degree, and then was able to come back to Disney as a wilderness explorer. So once I got a science degree, I knew I wanted to be around people again. I missed the company very much. And I knew that it was another internship that, you know, I was kind of eyeing, which was the education presenter internship. It's a professional internship at Disney's Animal Kingdom, where you basically are sharing science and nature and education with guests. And then ever since then, I've been with the company. So that was 2016. So I've been with the company around 7 years.
I love that. So you've been in the animal sciences world, it sounds like, for most of your career. I know a lot of people don't actually know when they think of Disney, they may not think of the animal world, the science world. I work at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It sounds like you worked there too. Can you talk a little bit more about Disney, the animal world, the science world, from where you started to where you are now?
It's a pretty large department, but at the same time, it's a small department compared to all of Disney and, you know, all the teams that are with Disney. The main focus is Disney's Animal Kingdom because the entire park is basically, one of the leaders in the zoo field, right? So we have so many animals. When you think about AZA, which is the Association of Zoos and Aquariums accredited zoo, there's a lot of standards to be accredited with AZA. Being Disney, we have so many really awesome team members and resources. We're able to focus a lot on a lot of different things. So we have an education department, which is what we do. We have the animal care department. We have tons of vets on staff. We have a research department. There's a lot that we can do here at Disney, which a lot of city zoos can't. So it's actually a huge focus for Disney as a company to make sure we're a leader in everything, including the zoo field. Basically, every team kind of will work together, but they're also individualized in some of their tasks. For us, our main mission as the education department is to make sure we're making, you know, emotional connections with guests to nature. So how can we make sure guests are having an amazing time, but actually feel connected to nature? And being able to be connected to nature can then help us, but also the guests, you know, make sure that we're taking the right steps to preserve it for the future. Their kids, their grandkids can also come to Disney and enjoy nature in their own area too, right? That's the main goal. But yeah, the department is mainly at Disney's Animal Kingdom. What a lot of people don't know is at Epcot, we actually have an aquarium. So a lot of people visit our aquarium and they don't even realize that it's here, which is actually great. That's what we want. We want people to be surprised, right? So we take a lot of pride in that we are the second largest aquarium in North America. We offer different tours. So there's a lot of things to do for the guests as well.
I love that you said that your section is really focused on that education piece. And that's your title, right? Is education manager. So can you tell us a little bit more about maybe your day-to-day and what you do? And you said that you work at the Seas.
Yeah, I work at the Seas with Nemo and Friends at Epcot. So we here at the Seas, we have our education team, which is kind of split up into two sections. It's the on-stage instructors and then the tour guides that we have. So the on-stage instructor team, what their job is to be at different locations around the aquarium, basically be available for guests and really seek out those interactions with guests. You see a manatee floating around, it's beautiful, but you kind of want to learn about it, right? We have signage and stuff, but really the best messaging comes from a person, right? So our educators are taught to connect with the guests, ask them, you know, how long are you going to be at Disney? What's your favorite animal, right? But use kind of that as a springboard to just teach about those animals in nature and why the ocean is so important and why these creatures are so important and why this tiny, tiny fish is super valuable for their ecosystem, right? So that's the onstage team. The tours team, they facilitate different tours. So we can facilitate the behind the scenes tour at the land, which is an agricultural tour. We also have dolphins and death, which is a tour learning about dolphins, and then the dive quest tour, which is where guests can actually dive in our aquarium, swim with sharks and rays, which is really, really fun. For me, I know that they're the ones doing the important job, right? They're the ones out there with guests making those interactions really, really valuable. I need to make sure that everything that they need to not think about anything else other than guest interaction is taken care of. So scheduling, payroll, make sure we're hiring the right people, right? All that back end stuff is what my role is. So I usually tell people that I need to think of myself as an assistant. You're the one doing the actual job. I'm just assisting you, not worrying about anything else other than those guest interactions. So anything on the back end, a lot of office work is basically my responsibility. I did come as an educator. So I was an educator first and then moved up to the position I am now.
I love visiting the Seas of Nemo and Friends myself as a guest if I'm ever at Epcot. And the cast members there are always so happy. They're so passionate about what they do. You've obviously been with the company for several years now. What has kept you here? There are a lot of different areas that you could be, use these talents and skills as an education expert, or even within the animals and the science world. What is it about Walt Disney World or the Disney Company that really drew you and then has allowed you to stay?
So for me, you know, I have a lot of interests in life. I don't think I have one love, right? I have so many things that I like a lot. What for me has been a driving factor in staying here is you can literally do almost anything you want and you're staying with the company. I did start in parking and then I went into the education department. But while I was there, I also did a TA in guest relations. So that was fun. You know, I did a TA in attraction. That was fun, right? So I'm picking up different tools from all these different areas and I can bring them back to the team here. So it just offers so much knowledge to be learned. You'll never be able to do everything. And I just like knowledge. I like learning things. I like picking up skills. I like meeting people. So it's just such a driving force for me. So if any of those things are part of someone's interest, I would highly recommend working for Disney.
I agree. I have also been around the company for a while and have met so many people in different areas. And I myself have had the chance to be in completely different roles and still stay within the same company. And I found that story to be true for so many cast members. We're actually celebrating 100 years as the company overall, which is incredible if you really think about what that means and the impact that our brand has had over that time. What are you most looking forward to as the company kind of moves into the next 100 years?
You know, to your point, there's so much that the company has done. There's so much that the company can do, right? I think that's what's exciting. As a company, we have all this really cool intellectual property and shows and movies. We went into streaming recently as a company, right? We have the parks in my department. We have conservation, right? So there is so many things that the company touches. It's almost exciting to have no idea where we're going to be in 50 years or another 100 years. But that's what's cool is we have the ability to kind of go in many different directions. Now, moving forward, you know, the short term, what I'm really, really excited about is, you know, again, individually, we are doing really, really awesome work with conservation. So as a company, we actually help facilitate a lot of different local conservation groups all over the world. What's really cool is Disney will actually fund a lot of those conservation groups, but also fund some of the cast members here at Disney World to actually go in and help and facilitate some of the conservation initiatives that those groups have.
So tell me a little bit about conservation, because was this always a passion of yours, or is it something that because of the role and because of the company, you've kind of learned more about and it's become a passion of yours?
Yeah, it's kind of both. So I grew up again in Arizona. So the area I grew up in was just surrounded by the Sonoran Desert, which is beautiful, and surrounded by mountains. So I just grew up outdoors and I love being outside. So then once I started learning, like, oh, this is actually a path, right? You know, being outdoors and saving, you know, species and preserving nature and natural areas, I started learning more while being here. So when I did that first internship as an education presenter, I had some background in what my personal experiences were with nature, but I didn't really have that formal education to be able to teach people. But again, that's what's really cool about Disney. That internship taught me so much that I was able to stay with the team and move on into different roles. I just learned so much. And again, there's so many volunteer opportunities where you can kind of put yourself into some of those conservation initiatives. I still have so much to learn when it comes to conservation. But again, there's people all around me who can teach me things. And there's people all around me who also need to learn some stuff that maybe I know, right? So we're teaching each other as we go. We are blessed that we have amazing leadership at the top level of our department as well. So our Dr. Mark, if you don't follow him, Dr. Mark at Disney on Instagram, he has so much experience in conservation. He, you know, has traveled the world. So it's just really, really cool to be a part of the department again.
I love that. I also have a similar story where conservation was always something important to me. I grew up in California, so being kind to the nature around me was something that I was familiar with, but especially since I've been at Disney's Animal Kingdom, I have just learned more and more every single day by just surrounding myself with other people who are passionate about it. What's something else that maybe you have learned since working for the Walt Disney Company?
to your point, I've learned so much, right? I'm still learning. I always tell myself, you know, there's room for improvement in a good way. But I think that's what I've learned the most of, you know, looking internal and looking, you know, inside of, okay, how can I grow, right? You know, what are things that I'm good at that I can stay good at? And then what are things that I can be better at? What is beautiful about the company and specifically my role is, you know, our leadership team, my leaders, they really encourage you to kind of step out a little bit outside of that comfort zone and try new things. You know, those internal kind of individual challenges that you kind of want to grow at. So it's different for everybody. Everyone's good at different things and everyone's level of comfort is totally different. But again, what's really cool about being with Disney is we're all different, but at the same time, we're all in it together, right? So challenging people in different ways. Really, for me, it's internal processing. I mean, even socially, we have so many classes that Disney offers, which is really cool. One of the classes that was one of my favorite was emotional intelligence. So there was like a 2-hour class on emotional intelligence. I'd never heard of that phrase before. You know, I learned so much about that subject during that class. So it's one of those things of, you know, feeling open to learn has made a huge impact for me.
There are so many resources. I agree. And everyone wants everyone else to get better at things, whether that's emotional intelligence, social skills, organizational skills. And you can do that here because you can be in all these different areas and lines of business and focuses throughout a career. There are so many places that we could work. But each person here has their own story. So with all of the companies out there and all the opportunities, you know, why are you with Disney?
From a business standpoint, you know, why this company? It's a worldwide leader, right? It's a worldwide leader in almost everything that it does, you know? So if you want to feel like you're working for a company that's the best at X, it's here, right? We're one of the best animal care facilities. We're one of the best entertainment companies. We're one of the best theme park companies. We're one of the best hospitality and hotel companies, right? We're just one of the best. So if you want that on your resume, why wouldn't you want to work for Disney, right? Why wouldn't you want all those skills? Why wouldn't you want all those classes on your resume, right? So there's very few companies who can compete with that name. You just say Disney, literally maybe anywhere in the world, and people will know what you're talking about, right? If you say a different brand, they might have similar offerings and skill sets, but they're not going to be as recognizable. From a personal standpoint, again, going back to like the values, going back to the growth, something that I've always loved with Disney is how much people invest in other people. Like there is so much investment from my leaders to me, and then vice versa. I invest a lot of my time into the cast, right? At the end of the day, I don't really mind if a cast wants to leave the company and wants to do something else. My goal is to get them the best that they can be in any aspect, you know, whatever that is. So it just feels good to feel like you matter, right? Feels good to feel like people care about you. So from a personal standpoint, that's something that's always kept me.
I agree. There's so many resources that we get, but there's so many people out there who want to know, how do I even get started with Disney? You said you started on the Disney College program. I also started on the Disney College program, but can you talk a little bit more about how you started, but also what are some other ways, especially in this very specific, unique field of education, animals and sciences, how could someone who wants to get into that at Disney find some success?
First, I'll answer the question, how do you start with the company? To me, I think the most fun way to start with a company is the Disney College program. I would say that's probably my first recommendation, Disney College program. You're going to have a good time. You're going to love the company. And then, you know, you can decide to stay if you want or come back later, like I did. Obviously, you can, you know, there's job postings. So if you're outside the company, you can always look for whatever jobs are more aligned to your experience or things that you want to do coming to the company. For our department, it's really interesting because a lot of people will come from a different AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquariums facility. So for example, like the Denver Zoo, the San Diego Zoo, right? So a lot of people that already have some of that background in those facilities are competitive to work here. like I said before, it is a small department that is big within Disney. And because it's a worldwide leader in so many things, it's really competitive. So I would always, advise anyone who wants to be this department, get experience. You know, if that experience is just being outside in nature, that counts. If that experience is volunteering at a zoo once a month on a Saturday, that's valuable. So definitely getting that experience just because it is super, super competitive. And the last thing I always tell everyone that always asks this question is make sure you're always performing wherever you are. So let's say your goal is to join my team at the Seas, but the only way you got into the company was parking, like I did, right? You should still make sure that you're doing the best you can at that parking role, because to your point that you said earlier, networking is huge here. Everyone knows each other, right? Everyone has worked together in different areas and built partnerships. You know, people talk in a very good way. There's so many job offerings that we as a team have offered people because someone else said, hey, you should hire this person. This person's amazing. Like, they're great, right? So that's how a candidate should want to feel, right? And that someone thinks that they're so great that they would be a perfect fit for our team. So perform where you're at. Make sure that you're performing really highly. That's going to be super useful. And then try to get experience wherever you can. There are opportunities out there for experience. Your degree is part of your experience, right? So if you want animal science, that's great. Some of our best educators got a communication degree. What we do is communicate. So that's very important, right? So there's different, a lot of our educators have education experience. Obviously, that makes sense. I myself had the microbiology experience. I just love people. I didn't have the communication experience, but they taught me the communication stuff, right? So as long as you have some of the pieces, you're very competitive.
I love that. And that's what makes a team so well oiled, right? Is because we have experts in the science, we have experts in the communication, we have experts in the education. And if you have someone with each of those, then everyone teaches each other and everyone becomes more well-balanced, and then you can lead a team with that continuity and that consistency across all of your leaders. It's incredible. I love hearing about your department. I love hearing about your story. Before we end, is there anything else that you would really love to share about your journey, your experience with the Walt Disney Company, anything along those lines?
I would just like to tell people, you know, if you're even considering working for the company even a little bit, highly recommend you try it. You reach out, you try to get into a college program, whatever your avenue is. There's so much that benefited me, but my story is my story, right? Someone else's story, like yourself, could be totally different, equally impactful. Everyone's journey is different. And again, there's just so much to offer that you can kind of create your own path to what you consider success with the company. So I would just highly recommend, you know, if you want to do that. And at the end of the day, I always tell people this too. We're Disney. If you work for Disney, at the end of the day, you should be smiling, right? You should be having fun. It should be a fun job, right? You're working for Disney. Of course, you should be having a good time. So it just feels good to be able to work in that kind of environment.
It's a lot of fun. It is. So, well, thank you, Dario, for your time. And the next time I'm at the Seas looking at the dolphins, take a look out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Come say hi. We'll be around. Look for everyone in the blue polos.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you liked this episode, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to learn more about how to make Disney a part of your story, follow us at Disney Careers on all social platforms or visit DisneyCareers.com. Stay tuned for our next episode and see you real soon. This episode was brought to you by Allie Fisher, Jaren Kaufman, Brenna Crumble, and John Hughes. Editing by Alexis Gonzalez Flores. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Design and graphics by Weiling Zhang. A special thank you to the conservation teams.